Your mountain bike comes with a seat, two wheels, some gears, one set of handlebars. It's got everything you need, right?
No, you need loads more than that. You can't just get a mountain bike. You've got to get stuff that make you look like a mountain biker. Even at the trail centre, at the trailhead.
Oh, here we go. Welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show with Owen.
And Martin.
Thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
I'm glad you're here this week. Because we're talking quite tech stuff this week, right? Let me paint a scenario for you back in the early days of mountain biking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? You could buy yourself like a really expensive mountain bike, which would have been about £250, right? And then you were like everyone who got a mountain bike. To prove you were a mountain biker, you could add something like this, a DCD, right? Or the famous crud catcher, right? And what this did would identify you, you'd stick out to any real mountain biker. It's like, aha, they're into it too. Yeah. They're buying the magazines. You were a mountain biker. $10.99, I think these were 20 quid,
they
right?
Yep.
You could prove you're a mountain biker and feel like a mountain biker so cheaply, right?
Yeah.
It was just instant, right? Now, what I want to talk about, I don't want to get into like, oh God, everything's so expensive. Everything is really expensive, right? But there is a different point now where you can really prove the difference. Like you're more legit than everyone else. And there's some things you can buy, basically pretty techie stuff that you're familiar with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it is spendy stuff, Owen.
The sky is the limit now on
really
these accessories
is.
Of kind of like, to flag, to kind of, yeah.
And they're small, small things, right?
Yeah.
And this is the thing that got me thinking about it, right? Is this BYB telemetry,
yes.
Okay, right? Now, you're probably thinking, wait, that's not BYB telemetry.
No.
Do you know why that is? This is the little foam box that the tiny little very expensive thing comes in, right? But Neil's taking it, Owen.
Oh, I was worried.
So I put in a little pack of raisins to represent BYB telemetry, okay? But this is such a tiny thing. It's as small as a box of raisins, right?
Yeah.
BYB, here's the stuff. You can see it on screen now. Amazing telemetry system. Owen, justify this for me, it's £2,500.
It is, but it's not just that. It's got some like time codes.
It literally isn't just this.
No, it's not. I mean, there's an app for stars, so it's not just that. So I think it's quite easy. If you've done everything, you've kind of looped your chain, you've pumped up your tyres, there's more on tyres because there's loads of tyre tech that you can go wild.
We'll get to that.
You've set your suspension up. Again, there's stuff that you can help with that. And you've done all of these things. You've got your personal trainer.
Mm.
And you know what? That's probably like more than £2,500 a year. If you're going to the gym, if you're going to a fancy gym, you've got a personal trainer.
That's a good
point. You're wanting to get to the apex, the very top of what you can do.
Yeah.
And you might be aiming for, you know, like an age group enduro race. You might be age group world champs. Let's say maybe you're really keen. Well, the BYB stuff means that you can set up your bike and look at line choice and look at how your bike is working in a level that only Nico Vullios and Anne-Caroline Chasson could have done back about 25 years ago when they had telemetry stuff and data capture.
And I guess to use this stuff, you've actually got to be a pretty good rider anyway, right? Because to really understand why you could be more committed on a certain bit of trail because the telemetry says you could, you've got to be pretty... You've got to be able to go for it.
Yeah, you have. I think, oddly, I think if you've got a certain level of riding ability and you're looking to go fast, well, actually, I think it's really easy to maybe fall into a kind of, oh, that line, that feels really fast. When actually something like BYB will be able to tell you, no, actually, that route, that line over there is actually faster. You're like, oh, it doesn't feel fast. No, but it might be faster. And that's where actually, even if you're not, you know, you're aiming for the top, maybe it works.
Okay, so next thing I wanted to talk about is I noticed on Richie Rude's bike, the EDR this weekend, which I'm going to talk about as well. That was
really
great.
Is this the new tyres thing?
Yeah. No.
Oh,
what
right.
I noticed was that little steering damper.
Yeah.
He's got on that bike. And I thought it was the Hopi steering damper from back, it was a little while ago, right? It looks really similar, but you said it's not that.
No.
But this looks like one of those things that I would notice and go, oh, he knows what he's doing. But again, I couldn't even find a price for this thing because I don't think it's actually like on sale yet. But it's gonna it's not going to be $10.99, is it?
No, but I mean, the Hopi Damper back in the day, I feel like your old teammate Missy used to run one.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking that closely.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, effectively, it is a steering damper.
Yeah.
How it works, we're not really sure. We know how it kind of fits on stuff because we've seen pictures. I've played with it. Makes a big difference.
Does it?
Adjustability is really amazing.
And it's got, I like the idea of a little dial just
there.
Yeah,
it is. Like, so you can literally just clock that dial in. Yeah, in terms of pricing.
He could use one of them. He's fast.
He's really fast.
He's really fast.
He's way
Matt
faster
behind the
than
camera
me.
Is very fast. He would actually, he's the person we're talking about when we talk about his telemetry
exactly.
stuff.
Yeah. But I think that telemetry, it's all those kind of next level steps. So I guess some people are going to spend money on, like other things.
Mm.
Maybe a jazzy suit that they wear only once at a wedding. When actually, something like BYB, they might use every weekend.
What about the other thing I got to? I liked the steering damper. I think that was a very good identifier.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that looks cool. And maybe that's not going to be as big money as like the telemetry
systems.
I don't
think it will be that wild. I think it'll be quite good. But more on that soon.
Yeah. Well, when we get to that, we'll try it out, right?
Yeah.
This is sort of a necessary item at certain times of the year. Lights, okay? But then I looked into, you've got to be able to spend a lot of money on lights. And man, you can spend. And at the end of the day, they just light up. They just light up, Owen.
They do, however.
And I don't think these necessarily identify you as a mountain biker, really. They're not like the crud catcher.
No, so on initial, I would agree with you. And then I started doing night rides. I haven't done one for ages. But I remember someone had bought... Well, actually, some bloke made his own lights on the group ride that I was on. There was a bunch of engineers. They were quite bright. Another bloke had bought the spendiest light he could. And if you had him behind you, I reckon I was a bit of a quicker rider on downhills. I'm not very quick on downhills, but I was quicker than him. But when it came to light, it was a game changer. The fact that if he was behind me, it was amazing because my little light would only reach just past my front wheel, and his was lighting about 7 bike lengths down the way. So he was on my back wheel. I could still see 5 lengths ahead of me. Loads better than my light. So if you want to ride quite quickly...
You didn't need lights.
No, but the problem was I mashed up a corner, got it wrong, lost his lights. He had to wait 15 minutes at the bottom. Genuinely, it was like he'd got the sun strapped to the front of his bike. It was so bright.
And one thing I always think about lights, right, is they only actually need to be powerful enough that you can't look at them. Because once they're that powerful, what difference does it make how bright they are?
I mean, that's
true. That's really making you feel
unwell. Yeah, no, it is. It's just there's so much to go in. I mean, it's that if your mate's got brighter lights, then you've got to get one better than him, haven't you?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Things like ShockWiz and TireWiz.
Yeah.
Flight Attendant. Okay?
Yeah.
Big money, right? Look at some of these prices. ShockWiz, $424. It's tiny. It's a tiny little thing. TireWiz, it's even smaller. You could put it in my Raisin box. $284.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Flight Attendant? Over a grand, £1,300.
Yeah.
I mean, some of this stuff's big money, and I guess that some of this stuff does an amazing job, right? Some of that stuff I've just mentioned really does do an amazing job, but it seems so out of reach, and it seems like it's for so few people. It makes me think, I don't know what it makes me think, but it makes me go, it's not this, Owen.
No, I mean, that's true, but I guess I see somebody on a trail and they've got the trendy bum bag, the hip pack, and I'm like, okay.
The t-shirt, the RockShox
t-shirt. The t-shirt, the thing, I think. That's the thing, I was in a pub the other day, more frequent now than racing downhill or going fast on downhill, but I saw somebody with a kind of very subtle mountain bike brand. I'm like, maybe that's the new signifier. Instead of the bolt-on tech, it's the merch.
Yeah, I guess it might be. I tell you what, it'll be really cool to you guys out there. Let us know, how do you identify mountain bike, right? I know they're trigger words, right? But how do you identify mountain bike? What do you put on your bike or what do you put on you that makes you feel like you're part of the sport? Like these things did for me when I was young. 200 years ago. Let us know in the comments down below. Let us know what's making you feel like a mountain biker, because it feels like to me some of the things you need are a long way out of reach.
I was going to say tattoos. Can we mention tattoos? Or are they out of reach?
Matt, does a downhiller need tattoos these days? That seems like
no.
Old. No, Matt's, oh. Matt's like, no.
Really? Oh, right.
You just...
I was pinning my success, my future success on getting some tattoos and thinking that would make me quicker, but Matt's like, negative. No, you just need to ride more.
Right, okay. Let's go to the news.
What's up, everyone? Main news this week is, of course, the opening round of the EDR, which took place last weekend out in Finale. With tight liaison times, hot weather and a pedally course, this one was a bit of a lung buster, with many athletes feeding back that it was one of the hardest races they've had on the enduro circuit in quite a while. Five stages slated for the day, but an under 21 female rider had what must have been a nasty crash on stage 4, resulting in that being neutralised for the under 21 female and elite field. The under 21s saw Lily Plancart and Christy Bailey take the wins in the elite fields. Harriet Harnden opens the account for the year on the right foot, clearly not the one she got that big stick through a few months back. Two stage wins for her. The other two stage wins went to Isabel Cordurier, who finished just 8.6 seconds back, and Ella Connolly, the same gap again back into third spot. Super consistent throughout the day for her. In the elite men's race, every stage was won by a Yeti Factory team rider, with Richie Rude taking three and Slawomir Lukasic taking one. The day was looking good for Lukasic, but a puncture on stage 4 hurt his finish, dropping him to fifth. With three stage wins, of course, Richie came out on top after an 11th place finish on stage 1. Charlie Murray turned it around to finish second, and it's always great to see Martin Mays return to the podium in third spot. Shout out to Marco Vindermeyer, local hero, in fourth place. Greg Callan had his best finishing years in eighth, and Ray Morrison with a strong finish to the day, landing herself in fifth. Definitely been a while since we've seen the top 10 men with over a minute spread as well. The UCI MTB World Series makes its way to Poland for the first time this week. I've not heard anyone attempt the pronunciation at the time that we're filming this, so I'll hazard a guess at Bielsko Biala, but that could need some work. Discovery Plus, Max Eurosport, or other streaming services, depending on where you are in the world, to watch the live broadcast from the downhill. The enduro coverage usually makes it to YouTube a couple of days after the event. Following on from last week with some more terrible bike theft news, on the way over to Poland, the Canyon Collective bikes of Jesse Melamed and Jack Menzies were stolen out of a van just kept outside of Vienna. Do keep an eye out for those if you're in the area. Just a note on what Martin and Owen have been talking about. Remember that G-Technique ceramic coating, which will protect your bike from picking up excess grime and making cleaning a doddle for up to 24 months? You pay about £50 for that, and you can't even see it. Just saying. Over to Toff.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be this new video part from Dylan Butcher and Liam Morgan for Forbidden called Myth. From a cinematography perspective, I think it's sick how they got like that real high contrast between like the moody woods footage in Vancouver and the real dry, dusty open footage in Kamloops. And then from a riding perspective, it's just like really good trick selection. Like the one-handed X-up and the tire grab one-foot can just looks so sick. But at the same time, he's like really technical rider. He does like the 3X off the drop, and then on the next jump does like the oppo 3X up. And the bow spins are just so good. Like it's impossible to tell which way his natural spin is. And his bar to bar backs always look so good. Like how he holds it in the middle. And his whips is just always so sideways. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Last week, we had a really great... We were talking about things getting nicked last week, because obviously Frameworks bikes have been stolen last week, which is terrible, but it got us thinking about...
Well, unfortunately, and literally this week, the Enduro, Canyon Enduro people had their bikes nicked.
Man,
Jesse got his bike nicked. Sixth place to stolen. Well, that was in Germany, not the UK, but...
And it got us talking about those bikes being stolen, but we had an amazing comment from Jeff MTB, right? And he was saying that the numbers that we're experiencing in the UK are absolutely insane, because he said, if you equate the numbers of bikes being stolen in the UK to what's being stolen in the US, but then consider how much bigger and how many more people there are in the US, you've got to times that number by 40 to get in
40?
For them to correlate. Yeah, so it's 40 times more likely you'll have your bike stolen in the UK than the US. That is insane.
That is wild.
Yeah, and frightening for all of us UK people.
Yeah.
I mean, not good.
It's not stellar, no.
No, it's not just mountain bikers, it's people with bikes. So, yeah, it's not a great number. Also, last week, we did a really good poll. I really like this. Basically, how do you see yourself in mountain biking as a component on a bike?
Ah, okay.
So which one would you choose out of those? You can drop a post is shredding hard, brakes slow and steady, forks most likely to be pumping and casing, wheels, speeds everything.
No.
Or maybe a frame. You're rigid and nervous.
Ooh. I think I'm brakes.
Yeah,
confidently brakes there.
Confidently
slow and
brakes.
Steady.
Some funny results, and it was a really good poll. We had 9,000 people on that poll.
That's a lot, yeah.
Thank you for getting involved. That's the community tab on the YouTube page if you want to get involved
okay.
in that.
Yep.
So you find our polls there, some brilliant stuff. Matt, what would you be? You'd probably be rigid and nervous, wouldn't you?
He's a slayer.
Oh, he looks offended.
He'd be a dropper post. He's an absolute ripper.
Right, let's get on with hacks and bodges. Hacks and bodges.
Hacks and bodges.
I tried to surprise you then, but you weren't surprised. Never mind. You've got yourself a little sign there.
Oh, yeah.
Hack. Bodge. Well,
good,
cool. Right, this week's hacks and bodges. We're going to start with this one from... Why do people choose these names that are so hard to say? I'm not saying that. You can see it on the screen. That's your name. Pick a different one.
That's easy. Come on.
This is actually a really good hack, though. I love
that
this, right? So his granddad has basically attached two little rods to the lamppost that happens to be outside his house and turned the lamppost into a bike wash mount.
That's great.
That.
Yeah.
Hack.
Oh, right. Sorry. Hack.
That is
brilliant.
A hack.
Yeah.
Love
sorry.
It.
Bit late. Forgot I'd got a tool.
Next one we've got from cyclist 32665. And he's saying, hey, this is
What's
a great. This is a hint. Okay. That is a nail file.
Oh.
And he used that to decontaminate his disc and his pads.
Right.
Because he couldn't get the. Wet and dry to work. He kept ripping on the sharp edges of the disc. So he says a nail file actually would work very well. It worked perfect for
his. You know what?
Hack.
That's good. We like that.
Good bit of advice.
We'll try that.
Yeah. Remember, we've got to give one of these people a race top. Okay, so this is serious.
This is quite serious, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, next up.
Feeling the
pressure
now.
31 miles, he's got a dropper post hack that I love. Right, this is brilliant. So to get the inner cable routine of his dropper, right, he's put a little bit of orange ribbon in the hole, then attached a Henry Hoover to the seat tube and sucked it through.
Other brands of Hoover are available.
I don't even think that is a Henry Hoover.
Well, it's all right.
It looks like one. But he sucked the ribbon through, attached a cable, and pulled the cable through. 2 minutes, job done.
There, that's
brilliant.
Really good. Yeah.
Brilliant
yeah.
or what?
Hack.
Three hacks this week.
Yeah, no, that's good.
These are so good. Right,
so I've got to pick one of these.
You pick. Just think for a second, because what I want to do is remind you guys that the uploader is down there for you to get involved in the show. We love it when you get involved. Hacks and Bodges is one of my favourite places to see what you're doing. And we've had some really good ones this week. So if you've got a hack or a bodge, or you've got a bike vault picture, you want to send us your trail dog, you want to get involved in the show, go to the uploader and you can do just that. We might be talking about you here next week. You never know. If you don't want us to be talking about you, don't do that.
No, but still like and subscribe, because that'd be always really helpful.
Absolutely. Well done. Well done, clever.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So we are going to give this race top, Owen, to who?
We're going to go for MD FNX SH TD2.
Stupid name, but you win a race
top. Stupid name, but it was really good. Like,
it's very
and
good.
You get to see your granddad. So I think, you know, building that community... as you've done by sharing, and building it with your community with your dad is good.
You could build that on non-granddad lampposts.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a granddad's lamppost. That wasn't the important bit of the post.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm.
Awkward. Competition time.
Ooh.
Yes,
love a competition.
Wanna win some Camelback stuff. Look at this bundle.
Ooh.
Look at that.
Metal bottle, hydration pack. This looks good.
There is four of those bundles. You can win one of those four if you follow the link in the description down below. Follow that link, enter the competition, and you could be a winner. Get involved. I so want one of those metal bottles.
The Camelbacks,
yes.
I just think are great. Like a new Chase Vestie one, love it.
Yeah. Talking about cool stuff, also over in the shop, right, 50% off spring sale.
Shivers,
right? Now, this is important because what we're talking about this week, right? Because obviously you can get yourself some cool stuff to wear, look MTB, but also you can get some stuff so you're in the know, like...
Oh, in the know, very good,
what
like
about,
that.
What about the equivalent of the back in the day, the crud catcher, now these...
Very good. We like
good,
that.
Eh? That's quite a plug for the shop, but it's true. 50% off. Don't miss out on your opportunity.
Very good merch. We like it.
Some things we like this week, Owen. Can I start? Because I really like this. Greg Callahan on pace at EDR. Right, and this is really great because he's got his kind of own program going this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so it's obviously probably a little bit harder to do the season, but he's already on pace, looks like a danger man. I'm very happy about it.
Good to see Ibis's back up there.
Yeah. Can I continue with some things I like?
Oh, sorry, carry on.
I saw this bike. It's just a mountain bike, right? You like those handlebars?
I do, yeah, they're nice, yeah.
Yeah. What's really great about that mountain bike is it's Jay Mirren's. Old people who know BMX delight. Yeah, Jay Mirren, right, a legend of, freestyle BMX, vert riding, just did the first double backflip on a live TV show. Oh, a legend. Fantastic woodworker as well, apparently.
Oh, right. I'm getting confused with Tabron. Sorry, I'm interrupting. Yeah,
easy to do. They're both ridiculously good. What about you? Anything you like this week?
I like Iago Garry.
Yes.
Because, he was... I didn't realise until we saw bits and bobs this week that, he was off with an aneurysm.
Yeah,
he seemed so young.
Had an aneurysm last year.
That's gnarly.
Back fit, racing on the start line.
Which is awesome.
That's definitely something
looking
to like.
For him to do lots of those little tiny whips that he does. And
he's got some style.
The last one that I thought was quite fun
This isn't good.
What?
No, this isn't good.
You've not ever kind of dreamed of doing a wheelie and just putting a hand back and then putting another hand back and then going, you know what? Mm. I can go further and make it look so cool.
No, because he starts off and it looks horrible, and then he goes, do you think this could look worse? Then he makes it look even worse. Right, and what I'm worried about here, right, is this guy, this is what he's doing with his life.
Yeah.
He's going out each day and practicing wheelies where he can scrape his head on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's dumb, it's silly. Stop it.
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite of when I was learning how to wheelie, of like the result that I would want is that my head was scraping along the floor.
It's the last thing.
You'd be like, do I want my head grab the leg along my back? And I'd be like, not a look.
But crazy, mate, fair play, do your thing.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Exciting times, catching competition. I haven't seen this one from last week, which is bad.
Look at this. This is Steve and Rich.
Ooh, I have seen that video. It's very good.
We've got some good comments from this little image. Okay, no name NF6KZ says, no, I was asking if I could borrow a tyre plug.
I'm not sure that's funny. I'm confused by that one. John Harding 8204, air holes. Is that a vented jacket, is it? Before the trail is a necessity. All right.
Checking for air holes before the trail was always necessary. That's good.
It's a breathable jacket, right?
John Smith says, when you come back to mountain biking after a really long pause and have no idea what that little lever is for. drop a post.
Right up
your backside. They were entertaining. I like them a lot.
They are a bit harsh, though.
We're going to give a stunt mug. We're going to sell a stunt mug down the old post line here to one of these three. Can I pick?
I think you should.
I think I'm going to go with no name NF6KZ.
I still don't understand that one, so you can explain it to me later. Yeah.
Plug that. Oof. Right, this week's caption contest photo looks a bit like this. Well, okay, give us your caption for that in the comments down below, and you could be winning yourself one of these very dangerous stunt mugs. Can we have a look at what we've got coming up on the channel this week? Right, time for the bike vault, one of my favourite moments of the week. Starting off with Canyon Spectral. Look at that. What a shot.
Boom.
Canyon Spectral on the beach in sand. Its colour is sand.
I can see it. My eyes aren't the best,
Max,
but that's good.
Max Banat 8, thank you for sending that in.
Nice.
I reckon that would have got super nice, but it's not drive size. Come on, Max. Next up, we've got Salvatore Mangano's custom Santa Cruz Bronson. This one's quite nice, actually.
This is
a very nice bike.
Bronson
C4.1 frame. Learned to build a bike building this one up. Got Mojo HD 26 wheels. Oh, no, sorry, that's a different bike.
Ah, I see. So, no, but this is his first bigger bike since being on the Mojo HD.
Yeah.
26-inch wheels. Oh, nice. Yeah,
it's super nice, that, isn't it?
Oh, super nice.
Whoa, you
no,
don't.
No, no, I lost.
Super nice. Super nice.
I was just
nice.
Distracted by Ibises are really nice. I haven't seen one for a
I'll
bit.
I'll let you lead this one. What do you think?
This one is from Cyclist 94199.
Catchy.
Yeah, no, good name, like it. Yeah, RIP.
It's a new proof mega. It's a super nice.
Only anything but good.
Next up, we've got a puffed up YTG FC Core from Derek. It's his 21 YTG FC Core 3. Some meaty upgrades on it. What's he got on there? Endura Hydra wheels, Code RSC brakes, one up 180 mil dropper.
Nice wheels. Yeah. I mean, I'm going straight for it. And there's the risk of jeopardy.
Go on.
Risk of jeopardy in the background because the guy looks like he might be falling in.
Oh, yes.
So
there
bonus
is a man.
Jeopardy. We like that.
Yeah, like.
Cliffhanger.
Big like for that. Next off from Olaf is this is his custom build Piga Slackline HP4. Don't know that bike.
Yeah, useless nerdy facts. The guy behind Morwood from South Africa switched to Piga cycles. So, yeah, interesting. I think they're from South Africa.
As I look at it, it's a very nice build and I really like that tan seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super nice.
Well done. Next up, Pat Jennings is Sunny Ride out on the River Humber Bank. This is Jesse's Cannondale. Come on, Cannondale. I mean, I get in trouble. I'll let you do it. I won't judge. What are you saying?
Super nice.
Super nice. Yeah. Next up, we have got a Polygon Xstrada 7. Sweet cross-country bike from Wisconkalf. And yeah, it is sweet. It's nice, that one. I'd say it's nice. Do you want to go more?
Yeah!
Super nice. Throwing them out there. Now, that's actually all we've got for the Bike Vault this week. If you want to get your bike in the Bike Vault, remember that uploader there is for you. Just like that subscribe and like button. They're there for you. Not being too subtle about what we'd like just there, but there we go. Great show, really enjoyed it. Let us know, what are you putting on your bike to identify as a mountain biker, to mark yourself as someone who's in the know? It'll be interesting to hear in the comments. Owen, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Honestly.